So does this work? Everybody hears me? Okay, this is the second presentation at least with regard to the reason header and responses. The first one was in ITF 76. We had a long discussion. After that ITF 76 meeting with regard to requests of some people, I split up the documents there. That's history. So we had a requirements document and a procedural document, and that drafts were describing how the reason header should be within responses to transport Q850 causes. So after that meeting, we had also some discussions on an emailing list. So to take the concerns and questions into consideration. So one was encapsulation. Why don't we encapsulate that? Q850 cause that shows that SIPT, or at least the syntax of the MIME and the Q850 cause, has to implement it, while the reason header is already defined within RFC 3326. The next one was translation with regard to the interworking in RFC 3398, and that showed that this will not work with regard to a interworking and a hybrid network doing SIP, PSN, pods, and everything together, and we will have problems at least also with announcements sent back. So another one was the SIPT approach or non-SIPT approach from PSN networks, which we have, for example, in IMS networks. And with regard to that, we get not out any ISIP calls on the other end as it is wished. So next page. Now, going ahead with that conclusions, we had a quite a long discussion with regard how to treat this if we go ahead with that drafts, that first two drafts, but at least it was seen that it's more or less something what we could do or satisfied with a update to the RFC 3326. So as it is worded here, it was more or less approach showing use cases and procedures, and instead of that we discussed and the conclusion was, yes, let's update RFC 3326 to put in where we need the reason header and responses. So that was at least also then the conclusion that I brought up a first draft with that update. And after some of the discussions, there were some changes. So there's also version 2 in the queue. At least there were some let's say English syntax problems where Paul helped me very much. So going ahead with that, with the next page, I would like to show what's the main change. There are two sections within the original text that reads out that the reason may appear in any request within a dialogue and in any cancel. And in any response, whose status code explicitly allows the presence of this header. That's so far what's written in RFC 3326. And what we changed then, so the next page, you can see only the first sentence, what was black on the other side, states, and then it starts a tricky part. So the appearance of the reason header field only containing Q850 causes, because we want to avoid to have, let's say, a reason header describing a SIP response within a SIP response. So that's why we took this way. So reason header field only containing in the Q850 cause code is applicable to final responses 3xx, 4xx, 5xx, 6xx, 18x, and 199. The reason header field containing any other reason value may appear in any request within a dialog and in any cancel request and in any response whose status code explicitly allows the presence of this header field. So that was this tricky part to say, okay, Q850 calls in responses, but the other one, that should be decided perhaps if it is needed. So with that, I conclude, and I'm open for questions and how we go further.
There's nobody running to the microphone, so let me ask you a couple questions. How many people have read his updated document, which is specifies the update to 3326? Okay, a fair number. You know, the consensus on the mailing list, no one spoke up against, and people thought this was a good thing to do, but I'd like to go ahead and query the room here, okay, whether or not people think we should do this, right, do an update to 3326.
Parthasarai, I completely agree that the problem will be solved by this recent letter with Q850 cost code. I see the real gap is like there is no exact translation between ISDN response code to SIP. Yeah. That's actually like RSC3398 is giving, but it's not fulfilling the requirement. That's the only reason we are sending two response code. The way I look at this is we are sending two response code. Yeah, I'm validating the dispatch. Two response code. One is SIP response code. Another is ISDN response code. It works. It's working. That's the way I put it. The only thing, somewhere give the guidelines saying that this is the reason we are doing.
So what you're asking is to take the step back and clarify why their use case came up with the requirement that they are putting
two response code.
Right, exactly. So
The requirement came up in 2003 when ITOT specified Q95.5, which is also interworking between SS7 and SIP. And that was done after RFC3398 was appearing, and there already was identified that the reasoning responses could help in scenarios where you have no SIP-I between PSDN, SIP, and PSDN. So that is one case. The other case appeared within IMS.
What? No, the point what I'm saying, I understand it works. I'm not saying it not work. What I'm asking, the reason in IETF why we are doing now.
Well, but the thing is, well, just one thing I want to clarify is we're actually not doing any of this mapping in IETF. What we're doing is providing, making it so it's actually legal from a standards perspective for them to have a reason headed responses, which actually facilitates their use case. But they are not standardizing this mechanism in IETF. They're not asking us to do that.
Okay, so the lack of not having this mechanism results in interoperability. The mappings that were done earlier in IETF were wrong.
Yeah.
And it created, there's been interoperability issues for a long time because of that. And so within, when SIP-I and the ITU was developed, there was an agreement between IETF and the ITU that you would use the existing SIP status codes. And so even then, when the mapping was performed, because you couldn't change or modify the SIP status codes, you still ended up a one-to-many or many-to-one mapping, which again caused interoperability issues. By putting the 850 cause code into the reason header, it's very clear that of what is there, where it came from, and you know it helps with the interoperability.
Okay, so we'll have Colin and then Hadrill.
Yeah, sure. So my summary of the problem here is we've got multiple.
Okay. And you're speaking as an individual?
Colin Jennings speaking as an individual from the floor, not from the front. My understanding of the situation is we have multiple codes that get mapped into one SIP response code. Multiple Q850 error codes, this thing get mapped to one. And, of course, you can't unmap them again to multiple at the far end, which is the problem. This has been well known to be the problem since 1999 probably, right? In fact, I remember discussing this off-switch consortium. The three classes of solutions that have been proposed at various times have been take the whole message and just move it end to end because it only works PSTN to PSTN. This would be roughly the class of SIPT solutions. That would be one solution. Another solution would be to extend the SIP error codes to have enough error codes that we can map any information that's important not to lose uniquely to an error code so we can recover it at the far end, right? And we're talking about a few new error codes that would all be in the 500 class. That solution, it's very easy to imagine what that solution would look like and how it would work. And then the third solution, which is the one proposed in the draft here, is the add a second subfield effectively to contain the sub-information that's lost and bring it out the far end.
Well, right. I do want to clarify, that's not what's documented in this document, though, that he's asking us to progress.
Well, it's putting into the reason header, which I would call the subfield, the Q850 code, which is
well,
the extra information.
But we're not doing that in this document. This document, if you looked at it, this does proposes an update to 3326. It proposes to clarify because it's not clear normatively. Now,
no, it's very clear normatively from that document. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. We don't have to argue about what's clear normatively, but it's clear that you can't put them in response codes unless it's defined in the response code to allow that. So what this is doing is adding to response codes a header called reason that puts in this code and transfers it, right? It could be a new header, it could be a different one, whatever. No problem. I'm just saying there's three classes of solutions here. Add a second subsystem, which is what this one is, extend the existing response code set or the SIPT type total encapsulation end-to-end, which would only work for PST into PSTN with SIP in the middle case. Now, what people have asked for several times around this document in the past is looking at those different solutions and comparing why we choose one of those or which's better or why one of them won't work. As far as I understand, all three of them work. And I agree with your statement here that there was, on the list, people sort of agree this solution would work. And your text updates of how to do it look like if we're going down that solution, look like the simplest, easiest way to do it. But I've not seen any discussion of why of those three plans this one's the right one. And I'd like to see that discussion before we decide what to do on this.
Well, he did have the three bullets on why the other.
Oh, sure. Let's go back to the three bullets and
okay,
see
how well, let's.
Go back to the police.
Okay.
I sent a couple of emails after IETF 76 describing every point we had. I put in the mapping issues. I put in the SIPT issues, everything. It was discussed, and I get no really clear opposing answer to that discussion. I had this a couple of times. I showed also up that we have a use case, for example, with regard to...
So do the more error codes not work? Defining new SIP error codes doesn't work. You sent that to the email list. I can go find it. Can you tell me now why they don't work?
Well, no. Hadriel was next, actually.
I stood up to talk about it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Right. So doing this does not remove the capability of defining new 5XX or any other response codes.
Correct.
So that if you have a use case that actually makes that useful, then you can still do that. And I believe the use case that makes that useful is where you actually want a different rendering at the end UA, the real terminal seen by the human user or whatever. And I believe what Roland's use cases are not that. Basically, at some point, he wants the semantics of the Q850 cause code somewhere else in the system, either at another gateway or at some other thing that he's going to think essentially like an ISUP gateway, even if it isn't. Thank you.
This microphone's on. It is on. Is it on?
Yeah, it's
testing?
On. You've got to stand close, though.
I've never been told I've been quiet. The mic is very quiet.
You have to lean very close to that one.
Hadriel Kaplan. Wow. So shockingly, I agree with Colin in the sense, of course, you could solve it those three ways. There's no debate about that.
Exactly.
I thought there was discussion on the mailing list a long time ago about we didn't want to create more SIP response codes. In fact, I thought that was, in fact, somebody said that very explicitly. And I could be wrong about that, but that was my impression. And you're right, this is basically a subcause. And let's not kid ourselves, right? SIP UAs will look at this Q850 response code and act differently when they see it. They may not be endpoint soft phones, but they'll be B2B UAs, and they're absolutely going to look at this Q850 reason header and act differently because they got it. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with this, right? It's not broken to do that. We could have gone another way of fixing the mapping. I mean, let's be honest. We screwed up, right? We basically just screwed up. But my impression is that there's no real fundamental difference between the two, and if people didn't want to create more SIP response codes, so be it. We're fine to put it in the Q850. It works. Did it not work? I mean, I guess I flipped the question back to you, Colin. Is there something broken about putting it in Q850 reason header?
No, I mean, I agree with Adriel. I mean, this solution works. There's three solutions, though, and I don't recall, I mean, even this slide certainly doesn't address why the other solutions don't work. It addresses why the current situation is broken, which we all agree on, right? I'm perfectly happy to be told I'm wrong on, I don't remember the list discussion on more, no more error codes or something like that, though I'm not saying it doesn't exist. And I agree with you, Hadriel, this solution would work as well.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Partha, and then I guess Dale, Martin, and then Andrew, I think, is both there. Okay.
Exactly like a Cadell mentioned, the actual update record is RFC 3398. That mapping is not working, okay? So the only thing, like, we are putting a protocol workaround, that is like a only thing we document it, because it works, because it's working. In the deployment, I know that it's working for a long 7 years. The only point what I'm making is please document exactly that RFC 3398 is not working, because the IETF document is recommended. It's not really doing the mapping, so we are doing this.
Okay, Dale.
In regard to Cullen's, Dale Worley, in regard to Cullen's three approaches, adding new SIP response codes is, of course, difficult because existing systems don't behave well with regard to them. As a general solution to the class of problems that this actually attacks, it's much more problematic, because if you envision that there's another system beyond Q850 that we want to interoperate with, and then you say, well, we have to perhaps invent new response codes to carry the information from their codes, the situation gets very ugly, because you really would then wind up having a SIP response code for every combination. And it gets very, very difficult. So really the two competitors are, do we define a new subfield, as it were, or do we use an encapsulation system like SIPT? My belief is technically either works, but in general the support for the subfield approach has been far stronger in the working group, and perhaps the straightforward way to deal with it is to take a HOM.
Well, let's let the discussion, we'll phrase the discussion now with the people. Adam, you have to wait for the four people in the back one, and then it's your go. And then Colin can speak last.
Okay, so Martin Dolly, AT&T. So I think with respect to each of these items, that not only discussed on the list once, I think they've been discussed many times.
Many
times over the years.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree that the, though you could, go back and look at the status codes, there's been consensus time and time again to not do that, and as Dale said, you're never going to get a one-to-one mapping, so I think that's shot out the door right away. I think if you look at 1 and 3, the issue with number 1 is that the only information that's needed here is a cause code value to be used for alternate routing or final handling treatment, and that 1 would force a node to support a binary ISUP compiler where it doesn't need to. And so therefore, with respect to being simplistic and meets the need, the only place where you can go is 3. Thank you.
That's
okay. Andrew Allen.
People back there.
Yeah. Similar to Dale, I guess I would have concern with new status codes, what the impacts may be on backward compatibility with that. But just in general, I think if we've got a proposal on the table, the proposal has been discussed for quite a while, it's there, that in terms of efficiency, just in terms of IETF getting things done, that unless there are issues with the proposal, then we should go with the proposal that we have on the table. Otherwise, we just delay the whole process of getting things completed.
Sohail
Khan. A guy like me who likes to read only the IETF documents, nothing else, so would it be possible to kind of write a little bit more in this draft about Q850 reason code?
That was not the objective of the most recent draft, right? The most recent draft was entirely focused on updating 3326 to describe the use of the reason header and responses, and was not intended to describe the solution of mapping the Q50, right?
Yeah, but why I am going to do that?
Because we discussed, the reason why Roland, let me clarify as a chair, the reason why Roland's standing up here and the charts are this way is because we had mailing list discussion and we asked people what would they like to do. The majority, not a single person said that they didn't want to update 3326. Not a single person. Not a single person stood up and said, no, we need to go back and evaluate. Yes, Hadrian, I can point you to the... You didn't say a word.
No, I think you're misunderstanding him.
Yeah.
What he's asking for
is
that the document
update. Right, okay.
And explain what code it is that it needed to have, what SIP it needs to have. As an operator, he's saying,
well, and I see his point. Well, what I was clarifying is people, that the discussion was on the list as well, that people did not think there was a need for that. Yes, correct. That's, I mean, go look at the mailing list. That's what the discussion boiled down to.
We're just going
to
keep it a secret or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. January 28, I sent a mail for update of RFC 3398 in the same mail thread for Roland.
Well, but then you did not respond to the poll that I did as a chair on what to do with this. Daryl?
So, Daryl Miles, I did not respond to your poll either, for that matter. But... one thing I would say is that working in both ISUP as well as SIP environments, just as much in the PSTN, they overload release cause code values. It's not like this problem is solved there either. I mean, they'll overload things like a 31 or a number of different things, or sometimes PSTN carriers will create their own ISUP release cause code values. You know, we overloaded the SIP release cause code values in, I think it's 3398. You know, we're not going to be able to create a one-to-one mapping all the way through, and quite frankly, I don't think we should. And quite frankly, I don't think that putting in a reason header where you can get the Q.850 release cause code value is always going to tell you exactly what happened with regards to that session being released, just simply because of the fact that ISUP actually does not always give the correct release cause code value. And that's because it's switch configurable and can be changed by the operator.
Correct, and I don't think anybody's asserting that that problem is being solved by any of this work. Well, I think what, and Roland can correct me, this is facilitating them to deal with the problem, not solving it. The problem exists, right?
Well, okay, I guess I misunderstood. I thought that that's what this was trying to do, is to say, well, if we update the reason header, or we add in additional release cause code values, or we do, you know, all these other, you know, all these scenarios here, that we will potentially fix an issue with Q.850 to SIP release cause code values, or provide us information which would help us allow to do something with it in the switch.
Right, and it was the latter, exactly what you just said, the last point.
Yeah, but I'm saying is that it's not going to solve a universal problem. That's
and it was not intended to solve a universal problem. The thing is, we have this...
So we're saying that we're going to create something or develop something that solves no problem?
No, it solves a problem. It facilitates the solution in the other organizations that are dealing with this. The problem is that we rat hole in this discussion every time, right? We did a poll on the mailing list to decide to spend time here, and he was going over it, and no one responded to that, anybody that's disagreeing. And so we're wasting everybody's time here again because we're having the same debates we've had every single time we've talked about this topic.
So, yeah, so I guess I'll just say that I don't think that we should do this work.
No, okay, that's just okay. Well, let's finish. Martin, we had frozen it, Colin.
Yeah, I know.
Earlier. Okay.
You want to respond to that?
We need to speed this up because we have another topic, too. We only have an hour. Talk fast.
I got all day.
We have to get out of here because I got to set up for primary.
Right. As I said, I have all day. Hadriel Kaplan. So,
actually, sorry if I could interrupt real quick. Hadriel, the Java room says they can't hear you.
Even better.
Be louder.
You have to get really close to that mic.
Yeah, that mic is broken. This one is a lot better. How did that happen? So to answer, you know, to respond to Daryl's point, yes, of course, PSTN switches can map cause codes and do map cause codes, switch them to whatever they want. And it's not so much it's not so much about why the call failed. It's about what they need to happen now at the previous hops. But the thing that this is solving is that those are already configured today, right? The PSTN switches already do their cause code as they do them for whatever reasons they do them, and we needed to get those back through SIP.
Right.
Having said that,
and as I said earlier, let's not kid ourselves. Some of these cause codes are necessary because we need to handle call treatment differently,
right,
especially failure cases where we need to route differently based on that failure cause code. So SIP BWAs will behave differently when they get these. That also means, almost by nature, that BWAs will generate these Q850s when they never generated them before and have no relationship to the PSTN. I mean, this is basically expanding the number space
okay.
for SIP response codes, but without impacting SIP layer behavior of response codes, but more logic, application layer logic, effectively at the layer above it.
Right.
And that's the part that it's both solving and adding functionally.
Right.
Well, actually, as a feature, you could argue, we are now adding features effectively.
So is this a good thing or a bad thing?
It is a good thing. It's okay. necessary.
Okay. Colin?
I completely agree with Hadrian and come to the opposite conclusion.
You and I do that all the time, too.
Yeah,
so
we do. So that's fine, right? And so... At the minor issue, I mean, we have protocols other than Q.850, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's various things that map errors, and some of these errors are necessary for UAs to do something differently when they get them, right? And Hadriel and I completely agree upon that point. So the question is, how do we communicate that?
Right.
And so someone who only ever had Q.850 error codes and only worked in a network where everyone dealt with that, clearly just reusing those is, you know, they can see what to do with it. They may or may not have enough information to do what they want. But anyone that's working in a mixed network or you know having to deal with UAs that are going to respond to things and route things differently, I mean, if there's a real use cases for these errors, I prefer the more generic solution that could work for a wide range of protocols and fits into you know our SIP extension
okay.
mechanism of these error codes. Now, that said, my only objection to this whole conversation is we never actually have a discussion of the pros and cons of this various things. We have one solution presented.
Well, we have indirectly, but yeah, go ahead.
We have one solution presented, and then a please have yes, no on
okay.
this solution.
Well, let's go ahead. I mean, there's been a large amount of disagreement expressed with what we proposed to do originally, I mean, as in today, right? So let's go ahead and take a hum vote on who would like to move forward with this update to 3326. That people are going to use to do something that some of y'all don't want them to do. Okay? I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about, right? Okay, so who would like the update to 3326? Okay. Who thinks we should not update 3326 because people are going to use it to do something we don't think they should do it that way? Okay, so the next question is, where should we do this work? And we discuss some of the list. Is this a SIP core work item, updating 3326? And we can discuss that with the IDs and such. People want to do the work. Oh, Gonzalo?
I mean, how to do it will, I mean, it
That's fine.
Will,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. How to do it, we can discuss
oh, sure.
it
okay.
offline.
Okay. 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 Jose?